Hey, my friend, how are you doing? Yeah, you know who this is. This is your buddy ass. Look, I got to tell you about this. This happened today. You see robberies on the news, right? And a lot of times, most people don't have to worry about that actually happening to them. It doesn't happen to most people, but it almost happened to me today. You know, I'm going to a fast food place for my relatives. And quite frankly, my relatives are really, really slick. They knew what route I was going to come to pick them up. I mean, not to pick them up, to go visit them, because it's the same route I always drive to go to the house. They know the approximate time I was leaving, and they know how long it takes to get there. So they knew approximately when I was going to be passing by the fast food place where they wanted some food from. So what do? They timed the call perfectly. My phone rings in the car. Hey, what's going on? Hey, ass, what's going on? I'm expecting. Can't wait till you get here. Can't wait to spend some time with you. I was waiting for that. And why was I waiting for that? Because I'm stupid. They accurately estimated when I would be passing this fast food place. And they said to me, hey, ass, do me a favor, man. Could you pick up some floop-de-floop, joop-de-boop, goop-doop-doop, and a side order of floop-de-goop? And I'm like, all right. Well, I'll have the money for when you get here. No problem. It's not a big deal. Because it's not a big deal. Because how long does it take? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 minutes tops, right? And then I'm going to get the money back. So what difference does it make, right? So I pull up to the fast food place and I see a couple of guys milling around the drive-through. Now, I'm not thinking much of it because it's a parking lot that leads to other stores, but they're kind of hanging around it a little bit. And also, they got masks on, right? Not like ski mask type masks, like the little thin ones that you see in pretty much every rap video that has young people in it, or that you see on TV when, you know, somebody's like, and these are the guys that did it, you know, that kind of crap. So he's standing there, right? And he's kind of standing there suspiciously easing toward where the food comes out. And I'm looking at the guy and I'm going, is he going to try to rob people in line? Is he going to try to rob the person in the window? Am I going to see something weird here, right? And then I notice the other guy kind of walks away. So he's not even part of it. It's just this one guy. And he's standing there looking at us. We're looking at him. And he's looking at us. And he's looking at the window. And I realize, oh, I see what this is. He's probably going to ask for money. But then I thought, wait a minute. If he's going to ask for money, why has he got the mask on? He's not going to ask for money. He's going to try to do something slick. Right? And I see him milling around. And sometimes when you see these guys, they kind of look at people and try to assess, who do I try to take advantage of? Who am I going to try to be slick with? And if they're going to rob, who am I going to try to rob? And he looks at me, and I look back at him, and I could tell in his face, he went, yeah, I'm not going to try that guy. And he made a wise decision. But I'm like, I don't even want to deal with this. So I just get out of the drive-thru line, I go around, and I go inside the store. And I'm going to pick my food up from inside the store, right? The lady from inside the store goes, yeah, yo, get away from that window. What do you do? You got to get. That's all I can hear her saying at this point. She opens up the door, and I can hear, you're going to lose your life over some food? You want to lose your life over some food? What are you going to do? You going to try? And then the kids in the store go, yeah, he did that before. He stands by the drive-thru. And then when somebody orders food, if he can get between the food and the window and the car, he takes the food and runs away. He steals the food. You gonna be trying to steal food? You know somebody can shoot you if you steal their food? You wanna lose your life over some food? You wanna lose your life over some food? Are you crazy? And he goes, I'm gonna be back, man. And he runs away. Now, people gotta understand, when you got one of those masks on, and you're hanging around places where you shouldn't be, you know eventually something bad's going to happen. Like a lot of times those kids will wear those masks. They're trying to be cool. They're not even doing anything wrong. And a lot of times the overwhelming majority of kids you see wearing those masks are just kids wearing the mask because they see it in the video. You got a bunch of people, just regular good kids. They're not even going to do anything. They take that mask off and go home and get A's. They take that mask off and go home and just have good lives. But they don't realize, and they should realize, you're wearing the uniform of somebody that probably could have, in the perception of the public, done something badly. I remember seeing a kid like that wearing one of those masks. This was during the summertime. And he walks up to me, and he's talking to me, and we're having a conversation, and he's, you know, then he pulls the mask over his face. I'm going, oh my, is this guy about to rob the store? Right? And he didn't. He just finished his transaction. I looked at him, and he goes, what? I said, son, kid, what's up, old head? I said, you know who, did you not watch the news? What do you mean, man? What you mean, bro? I said, you have the right to wear that hat. But I'm saying, they're going, look, dude, you live in the same neighborhood that I live in, so you know what happens around here. Obviously, you're a good dude. I can see that. But if somebody sees that mask when you're walking up on them, they're just going to have a picture of the person that was on the news. And you know how many people are strapped around here. You know what can happen to you. Yeah, man, I don't think that's... I said, let me ask you a question. Say a bunch of dudes do something down the street. They do something. You're standing at a bus stop. You got the thing over your face. They're dressed just like you. The people that don't like them are chasing them around the corner. They run by and they see you dressed like that. And they're going to assume, well, he's not one of the five guys that was attacking us. He's probably just some random guy standing at a street corner waiting for the bus. No, they're going to get the popping. What if the police are chasing a bunch of dudes dressed like you with the thing over the face when it's 80 degrees outside? Same thing. You get pulled down and you get arrested. You have the right to wear what you want. I believe that. Believe me, I was young just like you 415 years ago. I know we had the same, we didn't have masks or anything, but we also had to put this jacket on, wear these shoes, wear your hat like that, do this, do that. I know what it's like. I get it. But it was a little bit different because back then they could see our faces. So even if I'm wearing the same jacket as another guy, which has happened before, when somebody else did something and they come running by and the dude comes up on me and they go, oh, that ain't him. That's another, that young brother ain't doing nothing. He just got the same coat on. Oh, there he is over there. And they went, but what if I had a mask on? What if I had a mask on in the same height and I'm wearing the same thing as that guy and he's wearing a mask and I'm wearing a mask? They're not going to sit there and go, you know what, let's bust this guy up, you know, and get him. But first, let's reconsider. Maybe there was someone dressed similarly and maybe we shouldn't beat this guy down because there's a chance he could be a different person. No, they're going to bust you up. And besides, dude, it's 80 degrees. You see how nervous the guy who was at the cash register was? Right? You think it was a coincidence he had his hand under the counter waiting for you to do something? If you would have sneezed wrong, you might have gotten his bow shot. And I just came here because I want some buffalo wings. Buffalo wings, not bullets. Right? And then it broke down into a nice conversation between two strangers. One guy older, me. Another guy younger, him. And he sat there and he thought about what I was saying to him. He contemplated the information. He went, ooh, you know, I didn't even think about that old head. I said, mm-hmm. He says, man, okay, yeah. He takes the thing off and throws it into the trash can. Really weird. Now, I don't know if I impacted this kid's life. I have no idea. But it was interesting because normally, a lot of times you just kind of want to keep your mouth shut and let people go about their business. Because in the same store, I went into the same store early and there was another guy, another young guy, same thing, mask on, doing the same thing. And once again, you have the right to wear whatever you want. I'm just saying, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. He actually had a gun on him. And he wasn't carrying a gun the same way someone who has a concealed carry permit would carry it. He had it kind of hanging out of the back of his pants because his pants, and I almost wanted to say, dude, your Glock is showing. But the thing is, I'm smart enough to not do that. Odds are if I'd have said that, he would have, thanks, over here, thanks, and would have pulled the coat down. But I didn't want to draw attention to the guy. I just kept my eye on him because if he tried to do something, I was going to, you know, take care of business. But geez, man. You see these crimes and it makes you nervous around people you wouldn't normally be nervous around. I've been around a bunch of 20-somethings walking down the street. I didn't even pay attention to them. And I saw people getting scared and ooh. Because the thing is, a bunch of 20-something black guys walking down the street look like my nephews and cousins. They don't make me uncomfortable at all because they look like me. I'm not worried about it. And I'm pretty good at reading body language, too. But back to the fast food place. That kid does not realize that grabbing the food, and he didn't need the food, he just wanted to take the food. That kid didn't realize what could happen to him. He was just thinking about, I'm going to take some food because this is a crime of opportunity. I'm going to take this food and that's that. Got him. Got the food. Got that guy. But what happens if you... So many people are carrying weapons now, man. There's so many people carrying weapons. It's just best to assume that everyone has a weapon on them. And just like there's road rage, which I also saw today, just like there's road rage and the person is in a car, and under normal circumstances, the average person will get upset, but they won't chase you in the car. They won't try to cut you off in an antagonistic way because they realize what the ramifications are. It's a big, giant piece of metal traveling at a high rate of speed, and you can end someone's life with that kind of thing. So most people will honk their horn and say disparaging things about your mother, right? But the same nice people can have a bad day and decide, no, this time this guy's not going to cut in front of me, not going to cut in front of me. And as I was on my way to the gym this morning, I saw a person cut me off. And guess what? I didn't care. The person that was behind me cared. I don't know, right? He cared. How did he care? Because he stepped on the gas, went down the wrong way of the street, and cut in front of that guy and brake checked him. So I'm now behind two people. And now they're taking turns brake checking each other. And it just kept on going. I turned off to go into the gym, and as I'm getting out of my car, I still see these people brake checking each other in the parking lot that's across from the parking lot that I'm in. Brake checking in a parking lot. Now, if two seemingly probably rational people, it's probably like an accountant and a nurse or something, brake checking each other, what happens if you have something in your hand where you can just go pop, pop, pop? What happens? We see it on the news every day. I wish I could have talked to that young guy that was trying to grab people's food the way I got to talk to that young man that was in the store. Now, granted, the young man in the store was in his 20s, and he was a little more rational. This guy was like a littler guy, probably in his late teens or whatever. Probably a lot less receptive to information. Come on, shut up, old man. You don't know nothing. Right? But I wish I could have talked to him because as I sit here right now recording this for you, talking to you, which I love to do, by the way. As I sit here talking to you, I wonder what's going to happen to that young man. Because as I watched him run down the street without the food this time, and I know he's going to try it again, either at this place or someplace else, in my mind I hear an unfortunate because it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. Like I said, just like a normally rational person will do something stupid in their car, a normally rational person will see a stranger at the side of their car moving quickly in their direction and make a decision that affects both of their lives negatively, and maybe even unfortunately ending one of their existences and permanently via the legal system altering their life as well and the lives of everyone around them. So, because the odds are I will never see that young guy again, hopefully because he's living his life and decided to stop doing that crap and stayed in school and stayed off drugs and turned. I would love sometime in the future to be watching one of those morning news programs where a guy goes, you know, before I decided to come to college here and become a software designer, you're going to love this. I used to live in the New Jersey. And I used to sit outside. I went outside. I was one of those guys that stole food outside of fast food places and ran down the street with a mask on. I don't know why, but this very smooth looking old guy, he sticks in my mind. Very, very handsome old guy. I don't know what his name is, but I could tell by his voice. I hope he podcasts because he has probably the smoothest voice, and he's also a very handsome man. It's my fantasy, shut up. But I hope that guy, that young man, just doesn't continue to make stupid decisions, because I know enough people in my life who've made stupid decisions, and I see what has happened to them. So, young man, you're not going to hear this, but I'm just putting this out there. Please take the mask off. Stop. If you literally just asked people for food and you stood there, if you needed the food, they probably would. Most people would have given you a buck. Stop. Let's all just think about what we do before we do it. Okay? Cool. I just wanted to pop in and talk to you, my friend. I will see you next time. Much love to you. Spread the word about the podcast, my friend. Retweet or reblog or re-whatever, re-X or re-whatever the podcast. If you think you know somebody that would love the podcast, thank you for loving the podcast. And I will talk to you next time, my friend. Take care.